In Britain, it wasn't Rupert Murdoch on the defensive today over the phone hacking scandal at one of his newspapers. It was the Prime Minister, David Cameron's turn to apologize. Cameron's been dragged into the scandal because he hired a former News of the World editor, Andy Coulson, as his communications director. Andy Coulson has since resigned. But today, at an emergency meeting of Parliament, the Prime Minister was still answering questions about his hire.
Of course, I regret, and I am extremely sorry about the furore it has caused. With 20-20 hindsight and all that has followed, I would not have offered him the job, and I expect that he wouldn't have taken it. But you don't make decisions in hindsight. You make them in the present. You live and you learn, and believe you me, I have learnt.
That again, Prime Minister David Cameron speaking in Parliament today. Elizabeth Rigby is chief political correspondent at the Financial Times in London. She explains why Andy Coulson's hire was so controversial in the first place.
Andy Coulson had to resign as the editor of the News of the World in 2007 after two people were convicted of phone hacking. Cameron then hired Andy Coulson as his communications chief when he was the opposition leader. When he assumed power in May, he took Andy Coulson into the heart of Downing Street. Now, it emerges that he was advised by the Deputy Prime Minister, by other senior politicians, to not take Andy Coulson into Downing Street because of these allegations around phone hacking and the sense that somehow Coulson could be implicated in it. And so it's really tarnished the Prime Minister's reputation.
Tarnished the Prime Minister's reputation because he made what seems to be possibly a bad hire? Or is David Cameron himself, the Prime Minister, implicated in this?
It's tarnished him in the sense that it's a catastrophic error of judgment that he actually brought Andy Coulson into government when he was advised not to. Subsequently, though, what's beginning to emerge in the press is that on numerous occasions, various different people, be it editors of newspapers, other politicians, tried to present evidence to Mr. Cameron saying, look, Andy Coulson is tarnished, you should not have him in government. And he turned a blind eye to this. And so he is being really hounded at the moment as to why he turned a blind eye to it. And he partly called this emergency debate today to try and get back on the front foot with this and re-establish his reputation and his image.
But aside from being accused of making potentially a very bad hire by bringing Andy Coulson on, is the Prime Minister implicated in any other way?
No. I mean, what we could say about this is for David Cameron, this is like a rash, not a plague. So the Coulson connection brings him into phone hacking in that he made a bad judgment hiring this guy. So it's an irritation, but it's not fatal.
Tell us what the American interests are here, because there are many on different spheres.
There are two American interests here. The first one is corporate governance at News Corp. The second one is whether American citizens or British people in America have been victims of phone hacking. On the first issue, Rupert Murdoch appeared in front of a select committee in the House of Commons this week and repeatedly said he didn't really know what was going on at the News of the World, which is not really acceptable in terms of corporate governance. So there's a question mark now over how News Corp shareholders and non-executive directors are going to chew that information over and take action or not. My sense is it's only a matter of time before this story tips over into the US.
Elizabeth Rigby, chief political correspondent at the Financial Times, telling us about Prime Minister David Cameron's appearance in Parliament today and what the hacking scandal means politically there and here. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thanks.